Have you ever thought about what makes you who you are, or what is important to you, and how you want to be remembered? If so, I would like to talk to you today about self-reflection. Hello, cheerful people. My name is Hadi, and this is Weekend Cheer On, a podcast where I share what I've learned on different self-help topics, and I also share tips, helps and strategies to help become a better version of ourselves. A quick disclaimer, I am not an expert, I am just a student, and I make research on different self-help topics to help myself and others who wants to become a better person. So without further ado, let's get into today's podcast. Self-reflection is the process of looking within yourself to understand your thoughts, your feelings, and your actions better. It means thinking about yourself, how you feel, and how you act. It involves taking a moment to inspect your behaviors and your actions. Self-reflection helps to build our self-awareness, but one must be willing to commit and also to be intentional about it, meaning that one needs to take breaks, that is, create time despite your busy schedule to carefully examine your thoughts, your actions, and other things without condemning yourself. Why should you self-reflect, or what are the importance of self-reflection? Number one, it helps to increase our self-awareness. If you haven't listened to the podcast about self-awareness, I'll be dropping the link below in the description box. By spending time reflecting on your actions, your thoughts, your feelings, your behavior, you become more aware of yourself. You know yourself better. You know how you feel, you know how you do things, and so on. Number two, it helps to grow personally. When you reflect on yourself, you'll find out the areas you need to improve and make positive changes. And that leads to growing personally. It leads to personal growth. Self-reflection helps in making better decisions. Number four, it helps in improving your relationship with yourself and also with other people. Self-reflection helps to increase one's happiness. It gives a greater sense of control. It also helps you to understand yourself better and also give a new viewpoint about who you are and how you do things. There is a saying that too much of everything is bad. Yeah. So we know that self-reflection is a good thing, but it can also be detrimental or harmful when it turns into negative self-talk, self-judgment, that is, judging yourself based on certain standards, self-criticism, criticizing yourself, comparison. So these are the things that makes or that can make self-reflection harmful. So how do you practice self-reflection? The first thing to do: find a quiet and comfortable place to think without distraction. It could be in your room. If you know that your room is very quiet, you won't be distracted, yeah, you can go to your room. If you think it's library or probably a park, wherever you can be comfortable and it's quiet for you to think without distraction. Next thing to do is to pick a time to self-reflect regularly. It could be on weekends when you're not doing nothing, or maybe you could take 30 minutes before bed or 30 minutes after you wake up in the morning. Just pick a time that works better for you, that you can reflect on yourself regularly. It could be once a week, could be twice a week, could be every day, could be once in 2 weeks. Just pick a time that you can self-reflect. regularly. And the next one is, think about the things you would like to know about yourself. Things you would like to know about your thoughts, your feelings, your behavior, and your actions. You could write them down. The next one, or the next thing to do, is to ask yourself open-minded questions that prompts reflection. Questions like, what did I do well today? Maybe after a long day, your day at school or at work, you could just sit down before bed and ask yourself, what did I do well today? The next thing to do is like write the questions or the answers in a book. You could find a small jotter or journal, and then when you reason or you think about the question you would love to answer, you would love to know about yourself, you write the questions down and also write the answers too. The next thing is to practice mindfulness and meditation. Now, what do you do if self-reflection starts becoming harmful? You know, I said earlier that self-reflection can become harmful when it becomes self-criticism, self-judgment, negative self-talk, and all. So what can you do? What do you do if self-reflection start becoming harmful or unhealthy? The first thing I advise to do is take a break. If you realize that you are focusing too much on your flaws, on your mistakes, or things that you are not doing well, take a break. Maybe stop doing that thing for a while. Just relax. Take a break. The next thing to do is focus on positive things. You know, sometimes we humans, we tend to focus mostly on the things that we're not doing well. We focus on our weaknesses and all. But we should learn to also focus on positive things. Think about your strengths and what you're good at. Just focus on things that are good, your positive things. The next one is practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. Show yourself some kindness. You see, sometimes we are so kind to other people, kind to our friend, our family, that we forget to be even kind to our own self. That is bad. So practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. The next one is get help. Get help. Whenever you need help, ask for it. You'll get it. Depends on the people that you have around you, the people that your friends, your family. You'll get help. Ask for help and you'll get it. So here are some like self-reflection questions you could ask yourself in case you don't know or you cannot think of a question to ask yourself. So I'll be giving you just a few questions that I think you could ask yourself if you want to self-reflect. The first one is, what am I grateful for in life? Think about it. There are a lot of things to be grateful for. You can be grateful for having the opportunity to be in school, having the opportunity to use the internet, having the opportunity to use a smartphone, being able to wake up every day, being able to eat, being able to use the restroom as you ought to, being able to see. A whole lot of things to be grateful for. So think about it. What are you grateful for in life? You can be grateful for having family, having friends and all. The next one, or the next question you could ask yourself, is how do I handle stress and challenges? Stress cannot be avoided, but it can be managed. So think about it. How do you manage your own stress? How do you handle it? The next one is, what makes me happy? Could be getting a bowl of ice cream, or probably eating a big slice of pizza. Whatever makes you happy, think about it. You can write it down. The next one is, what are my biggest fears? What are your biggest fears? How do you want to be remembered? How do I want to be remembered? Let's say you get to meet a lot of people during your college days, or your high school days, or your university days. How would you want them to remember you eventually, maybe when you're not together anymore? How would you want to be remembered? What can I live with? What can you live with? Failure or never trying? Self-reflection might seem like a very big task when you think about it, when you think about the long list of questions or how to practice it, but it is a beautiful journey to embark on. And you can start small, maybe like 5 minutes before bed, 5 minutes when you wake up, or on a weekend when you don't have plans. Just try it. But this is all I have on self-reflection today. I hope you've learned something here today. You can also make your own research and search for questions you can ask yourself to reflect on yourself. I hope you have a nice weekend. Enjoy yourself and don't forget to stay safe. Be sure to share, comment, follow, and subscribe so that you don't miss the next episode. Bye!